This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Compared to the rest of the country, people who live in the South owe doctors and hospitals more money. Their personal medical debt is 3 times higher on average than people in the Northeast. Now, that's from a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports now, the disparity is mostly related to southern states rejecting the expansion of Medicaid.
Stories like Jennifer McCroby's are far more common here in the South, where most states are led by Republicans who've turned down federal money to expand Medicaid. McCroby's currently being sued by the hospital where she lives in Clarksville, Tennessee.
They can't bleed this turnip much further than it's being bled.
Last year, she went to the emergency room with a stomach ache that had her doubled over in pain.
They did a CT scan and said that my gallbladder had to be taken out immediately.
McCroby has a bare-bones health plan and was left with $15,000 to pay, a debt on top of other debts she was already struggling with. If she lived a few miles away across the state line in Kentucky, her income working in a factory and supporting 5 kids would likely qualify her for Medicaid, which was expanded in Kentucky. In Tennessee, which didn't expand, it's nearly impossible to have a job and still qualify for Medicaid. The hospital that's suing McCroby, owned by for-profit Community Health Systems, has partly blamed the lack of expansion for its aggressive collections tactics across the South. And they're not the only hospital suing. Cookeville, Tennessee's city-owned hospital regularly takes patients to court, too. And CEO Paul Korth says that's because hospitals have their own finances to worry about.
To make sure that payroll is met every 2 weeks. Some hospitals around us are having difficulty with that right now.
In some Tennessee counties, more than 40% of residents have overdue health care debts, according to an analysis by Mandy Pellegrin of the Sycamore Institute.
It doesn't include medical bills that people tried to pay with a credit card or with a payday loan. So it's just really surprising how common it is.
And those debts are also leading to financial strain on the healthcare system. Tennessee has one of the highest rates of rural hospital closures in the country. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.